Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you looking for a pro football podcast that doesn't put you to sleep with spreadsheets or insult you with mindless hot takes? Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Well, I do think as we get into the second half of the season here, people are going to want to see what the quarterback options are, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, if you're not happy with Dylan Gabriel, what's the next choice?
You got another rookie.
Yeah.
That you want to put out there behind a decimated offensive line and a shaky wide receiving room. So why not?
All right.
Get him out there.
Why not? James in Akron wants to know what? What do you want to know, James? How are you?
I have a problem with the Browns.
Okay.
You got Gabriel, for whatever reason, we're watching people that open downfield. He can't get the ball to him or refuse to throw to him. I have no idea.
Okay, if he refuses to throw to him, do you think that could be on the coach? I'm just asking.
Well, it's possible.
Okay.
It's possible because I looked at the I tape the games all the time, and the games that Sanders looked good in and the one he looked bad in, he didn't have first-string receivers in either one of those games.
No, that's the
those
nature
are exhibition
of preseason
games. Yeah. You really can't put too much stock into those.
Yeah, but you got second and third-string receivers. They catch today, and tomorrow they don't catch.
All right.
And we don't know if the receivers we have are good or not. They're talking about we need receivers. The guy that opened downfield, and Gabriel's not getting the ball to him. He's not throwing it to him.
Are they open downfield? I really haven't seen
that.
Yes,
they are. Ask anybody to watch the game.
I watch the games.
I'm going to say there were a couple.
You watch the games. We got receivers open 20 yards downfield. I'm not talking about 50 yards. A 20-yard pass, this guy don't throw it. Unless he's too short to see him because he's only 5'8". So maybe he can't see him. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to find out. I think it's, again, James, I think 4 weeks is not really a long enough evaluation period. And I know
it is the period if you're no good. If you're no good, that's more than enough time. I think the Browns are trying to trade for a quarterback right now rather than to play Sanders. That's what they're looking for.
Well, who do you think they're bringing in?
I don't know anybody. They don't care.
You're just saying this is a gut feeling. No one told you. Like, you're not like.
I don't have no inside information, but is my belief.
James,
if Sanders look get in there and he looks good and he wins, they look terrible because they said he couldn't play.
Oh, they can get back in it.
They have to prove he can't play.
All due respect, these guys want to win. And if they felt like he was going to give them their best chance to win right now, he'd be out there. They don't think he's ready, James. And you know what? You're going to see him at some point. It may be in 2 weeks and maybe in 4 weeks. So be patient.
There are just 2 points that always come that I always come back to. How many teams passed on him?
All of them.
All of them, at least 4 times. And that they wanted Dylan Gabriel in the 3rd round when Sanders was there. So that's where you're at. The worst thing they did to Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders was draft the other guy.
Exactly.
Like, I can't, you ask yourself for trouble, for drama, for not giving either one of these guys enough time to develop early on in the season, for not giving either one of these guys the opportunity to be able to go out there and play quarterback and not have to worry about kind of what's next. How they drafted 2 quarterbacks between the 3rd and the 5th round will always be the craziest thing I will wonder this forever, because even if you just took Sanders in the 5th round, people would still want to see Sanders the same way they do, and you wouldn't belittle what Gabriel's doing.
Well, and it's only because it's Deion's son. I mean, if they'd taken any other quarterback in the 5th round, I don't think you're having this kind of conversation. Not to this extent, right?
Sure.
Not to this daily drumbeat of can they make the move or not. Listen, we talked about it ad nauseum yesterday. We'll add a little bit more onto it today. I still don't think they've seen enough bad out of Dillon. I mean,
Until last game, he hadn't thrown an interception, a real interception.
The second half of the New England game was abysmal.
Yeah.
I think he'd be the first to say that. I think this is a great chance during this bye week for him to sit down with the coaching staff, evaluate how he's played. We can all see that he struggled to throw the ball down the field. You don't have to be a...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
Football expert to see that.
Right.
It's very evident, right?
There were some games in the last home game where you could, and this is the problem. And I don't think it's a height perception about how tall he is. I think it's actually being on the field perception. There, and like the last caller said, there were times when guys were open and he didn't see it. And I don't know if he didn't see it because he didn't want to see it or because there were linemen in the way. Or it's, you know, we never really talk about...
Or he's being told not to make a mistake.
That's the other problem.
Flacco was
right.
Turnover prone.
Yes.
So that's why he's out there, right?
Right. Like, we want you because you're going to take care of the football. Unlike the guy that we just traded to Cincinnati.
Yeah.
So I just don't...
I know.
I have DTR flashbacks in this. I have other...
Dude, I've like, got
I'm
Tim,
trying
I've
to
got
figure it out.
Tim Couch.
Yeah.
Josh Booty. Josh McCown. Johnny Manziel.
We also don't take into consideration, and I haven't really thought about it since Paul McDonald, about having a left-handed quarterback. And how does that change the game? And how does that change things for receivers? How does that change things? I mean, you're kind of reversing. How many times has he rolled out and you're like, oh, that what? Oh, he didn't throw over across himself.
Yeah.
Right? Because you're like, oh, yeah, he's left-handed.
Rolling left and throwing the other way. Yeah. I know. They probably have not utilized his skill set. And people argue, oh, well, what is it at this point? They're trying to figure him out. He's trying to figure them out. He's new to this. Three of the four starts have been on the road, right? To your point, Andy, he didn't turn the ball over until last week. I think there's something to be said positively for that. I know the Shedeur Sanders fans out there, and there's a legion of them. They want to see the kid. They will see him. It's going to be, and it might be sooner than later.
I think one of the other bad things for either one of these guys in the evaluation is the fact that Judkins came out of a cannon and looks like he's played in the NFL. Schlesinger came out of a cannon and looked like he's played in the NFL. Fannin came out. I mean, you have had, think about the amazing success you've had with some of these other rookies. And I say amazing relative to the fact they have two wins.
Quarterback's different.
Yeah.
And look around the league. It doesn't only just happen here either. It's league-wide. You don't see rookies step in. You know, are there exceptions to the rule? Yeah. Did Jaden Daniels, come out on fire?
Where is he now, though?
On the bench hurt.
And how did he look before he got hurt?
Not great.
Like a champion. I'm just saying.
Not like he did as a rookie, which is weird.
Let's go to Jim in Cleveland Heights. Hi, Ty.
Hey, yeah, I appreciate you taking the call, y'all. I saw this kid play in college. You know, everybody did. He was great with no offensive line. And I'm just kind of curious, like, you guys watch enough football, and obviously the Browns have their opinion. I mean, when you look at those two guys, who do you think is better? And, you know, I know these honkies want to keep my boy on the bench, but what do you think is better? Who do you think is better?
Right now? I don't know. I haven't seen Shedeur play in the NFL. I watched a couple preseason games, right?
And I'm not sure if he was ever great at Colorado. I saw him throw the ball to the Heisman Trophy winner a few times. But
I know. This will drive people crazy, too. But, I thought Will Howard was a pretty damn good quarterback in college, and like people don't even sniff and think that he would be a good like. Look at the success. I knew if you look at the success he had in college, and then look at the success.
What was that noise I just heard?
Okay, never mind. Go ahead.
Oh, Will.
This was when I was.
You're fawning over Will Howard.
Yeah, I was fawning over him, and then Jeff's like,
"Oh, Will."
That's Jeff, isn't it? That's not you, is it?
Jeff Phelps.
Yeah.
We all have crushes now and again.
I watched the guy go on the greatest college football run in the history of the game. First time ever. You're never going to get a run like that. He beat all those top 10 teams. They won a national championship, and he bounced back from his mistakes.
All for it.
Oh, Will.
Thank you. We'll take a break. I'll take more of your phone calls here in a second. Thanks. Is he still hurt? Can we get him?
No, maybe he's off the IR.
Oh, he is?
Yeah,
can we off trade the IR. Why don't we trade him and have three rookies in here? That'd be great.
Let's go.
Go get him.
Make the move.
Oh, I think Ohio State fans would be excited. Put him back with Quinshon. Get Travion back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hanses and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.